We know what ghosting is, right?
Yes.
Now, this article makes it like these two other terms are also commonly known. I don't know them, so I'm asking for your help. What is snowmanning?
Where you disappear.
Yeah, you like melt away.
Oh, that probably, right?
Yeah, could all you be, leave yeah. behind is
ooh, yeah.
a carrot.
Like you go from
or a carrot-shaped thing.
Oreo eyes.
Yeah, somebody steals your magic hat and you die. Now you're not alive anymore.
No, it's like, you know, what do they call it whenever you go and you, during cold weather and you cuddle up? What's that called?
It's cuffing season.
Cuffing season. But then as warmer weather comes, you melt away. So after cuffing season.
Is this really what it is? Because it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense. Okay, what is splashing then? S-P-L-O-S-H-I-N-G.
That's when your number two splash, or number three splashes.
Or isn't that
two.
When?
Yeah,
two.
Exactly. It's when you fill their eye sockets with something.
It's when you make their belly button a pool of cream.
But what is roaching, they say? They say modern dating feels like it's exclusive to dating apps these days, whether it's Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, whatever.
Roaching just like when they won't go away?
That's what I thought. Like, you can't get them to leave you alone no matter what. But they say in this, it says most people are on so many apps. Because there are so many options, people are afraid to be tied down because they're like, oh, there's so many other fish in the sea. I might catch a better fish 1 second later. So they say people with multiple dating apps are guilty of auditioning numerous matches to find out who they're best suited to, which isn't outrageous. But they say, according to the the idea is see one cockroach, that implies there will be others. Meanwhile, if you discover that your situationship has one partner on the side, there's likely a roaching thing going on where they have a lot more on the side.
If there's one, there's many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's inspired by the ickiness of seeing one and realizing, oh, we've got a big problem. So roaching makes sense in that case.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yep, now I get it.
You're dating someone. How do you know if someone is roaching? They don't want to talk about the status of your relationship. They're non-committal over plans, and they often cancel at the last minute. You could also be dealing with someone with extreme social anxiety.
Yeah, that's true, too, especially now.
Yeah, yep, right? Yep, like, yep. COVID made a lot of people who like to be non-committal and then cancel plans at the last second. I don't think it made people. I think it made people that feel that way realize, oh, I don't have to do things.
Mm-hmm.
That might be true. Mm-hmm. All right. How does Bob the Builder relate to modern day relationships? The new Bob the Builder trend.
Is it like, because their whole thing is, can we fix it? Yes, we can. So is it like, I can fix him?
That's what I assumed.
Or her.
I really love this trend a lot.
You do?
I mean, I'm not on dating apps and I don't know that I'll ever get back on them. But for this reason, I could.
Would you ever get, keep this question in your pocket.
Okay.
Would you ever get on the dating apps just because you needed a Bob the Builder?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
With no intention of anything else?
Yeah, that or a sandwich.
Okay. Now this is from the same, a different article by the same people. We've all heard about the overtly sexual trends happening on the internet, whether it's hot wifing, which means other people sharing your wife, right?
I think so.
Swinging. But the new dating trend is essentially, boy, there's so many buzzwords in here. Seeing people pay for sex while submarining. I don't know what submarining is.
I don't either.
Oh, submarining, it says, is the new ghosting, but worse. Why? I don't know. But anyway, the new trend of Bob the Builder is women are inviting, matching with men, and then getting them on their, like, their first meetup to put stuff together in their home, like furniture. Or do a project.
Heavy lifting.
Oh, that's grotesque.
Like this one, the one that I'm looking at.
That's awful.
A woman bought like a new IKEA entertainment stand.
Oh my God.
And their first date is he's sitting on the floor doing it while she's just living her life around him. And she seems to indicate like there's no chance for this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But this boy's learning a big lesson tonight.
That's awful. Like, that really is.
Is it? I think it's cute.
No, it's
you
not.
You think it's cute?
Yeah, like, hey, I got
what
this.
What do you mean it's cute? That's not cute. You're using somebody. You're literally flat out just using somebody who only wants to have love in their life, and you're like, can you bring a screwdriver
and
do me favors and then get out?
Name one time a guy has ever done that.
Yeah, right? I'm so stupid over here.
I mean, not that we're endorsing that either. I'm with Hot Wings. It is pretty cruel, and it is also cruel when dudes are like, I just wanted you for the favors, now get out.
But if you tell them beforehand, like, hey, yeah, our first date, we could, like, have dinner at my place, and I got this shelf that really needs to be put up if you don't mind helping me, that could be nice. One of my favorite times ever hanging out with you, Hot Wings, not that we were, like, dating or
I wasn't coming over there for a date, though. I was coming over there specifically to help you with a project. It's
one of our favorite memories together, though. Remember, you said it the other day.
Yes, but if I met you on a dating app and I was excited about our date, and then that's all that happened is that I got to hang stuff for you and then leave.
Yeah, you sound like you're getting so mad. It's like you're seeing white.
Can't see that.
Yeah.
Ooh, imagine how mad he'd be if he got there and all the instructions were printed in red.
That's all I'd be seeing is red, and then I'd be out of there. I couldn't handle it.
Kelly, come on. You know this is using someone.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
That's all dating is until you find your lover for life. Seriously.
But it shouldn't be. If you go into it thinking all I'm doing is using a person and maybe something will come out of it, that's an awful way to approach dating. I'm using you?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think if you're upfront about it, like if a guy told me, hey, on our first date, can you come over and like help me do something? And if I said yes, you're not using me necessarily because you asked. You're utilizing at that point. Using someone is not telling them, having them come over and making them feel like, oh, well, now that I'm here, I need to help.
Well, that's what it sounds like that is what they're doing.
It definitely sounds like she.
That is, I don't think she was like, hey, I'm never going to kiss you, but you want to put together my entertainment center on a date?
Yeah.
I wouldn't shy away from being like, hey, while you're over here, we're going to build stuff. I need man hands.
Well, I think, she's not going to go out with me because she's going to be disappointed by how many times I have to take apart the thing I'm putting together and put it back with stuff in the right order after I just tried to guess. Mm-hmm. So I'm not winning there. But I think that'd be a fun first date if it was a real first date.
Yeah.
But if I
somehow
suspected that I was just being used to move furniture.
Yeah, no, if I came over to your house and you invited me over to have dinner, and on top of that, you also had a pile of laundry that you expected me to fold for you. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Or I'm going to spit in your shorts and then fold them up, and you're going to wonder what that little wad is when you go to put them on.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm just going to mistake what I think it is. That's all.
I'm going to assume I know exactly.
I'm like, oh, these haven't been in the laundry yet.
I need to taste this and figure out what this is. Not mine. I wouldn't care for that if they didn't tell me.
Mm-mm. No.
Have you ever gone out with someone for the sole intent of something other than sex or relationship? Like you just wanted something from them?
Yeah, free food.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I held up a sign one time on an intersection that said I swipe for sandwiches because I got outed for how I had free breakfast, lunch, and dinner in one day with three Hinge dates. And I had a great time. But, I mean, it's conversation, too. I'm not just sitting there shoving food in my mouth and then leaving. Like, I'm talking to them. I'm leading them on.
You're leading them on, right. Okay.
Well, that was a bold
making
claim.
Yourself sound so,
so
great.
So they got to spend tens of dollars, maybe hundreds of dollars, whatever. Their return was they got scintillating conversation with you for an hour.
I kissed a couple of them here and there. And that was about it. But yeah, I used to love going on dates. And the moment they'd offer a place, I'd be like, hell yeah, that's a free meal. If the conversation's pretty good, I'm going to go.
Like you were you going knowing you were only eating and that was it? Like you had no interest in them otherwise?
No, there was some interest.
You thought there was a chance, right?
Yeah. Let's not take it that far. There was enough interest to be able to have a meal and sit across from somebody and have good conversation. But no, we didn't like.
No one's promised any more than that.
Right, exactly. And if you've asked me out, you want to take me out, who knows? Maybe based off of just our Tinder or Hinge or Bumble conversation, I haven't had that connection with you yet, but over a meal, maybe I will. Sometimes I did, and sometimes I didn't.
Steve, what about you? Is this how you and Annette started going out?
Yeah.
She had you put some stuff together. Is that how you got the Comanche?
I remember on our first date, she was telling me about how, because she had bought her house maybe a year before we started dating.
Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, I've been doing a lot of work around the house, like painting and putting up new trim and everything. And she had said, I got all of these new doors, but I haven't put them up yet because I don't know how to do it.
Oh, you were like, jackpot.
And I remember that, like, on our first date, we made a date for me to come over and help put up her doors.
She bought the builder to you.
Yeah.
She did.
She definitely did.
Now, do you think, I mean, you knew she liked you, right?
On our first date? No, I didn't.
Did you think that you might put those doors up and never hear from her again?
No, because I think that on our second date, she was like, yeah, let's not do that quite yet. Like, she
didn't want you in her house yet.
She didn't want me in her house yet.
Mm.
But I think that she didn't want me to think that I was just being used to put up her doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go on a first date to see, this person is respectable. Yeah. I'll wait.
Yeah, you don't want to just bring a crazy guy into your house.
No.
Just because he's putting your souter furniture together doesn't mean he's not going to hold you hostage the rest of your life.
Yeah.
In fact, that might be the reason he does it. That drives people crazy.
He might be building a cage.
All right.